到时间可能就要缩短一点。
Dear brothers and sisters, we have a lot of items for today's worship, so our sermon time would be a little bit short.
我尽量能够在半个小时之内结束。
I'll try to finish it in half an hour.
我们今天的题目是圣徒的得胜。
So today's topic is believers' victory over the world.
我们的经文是在约翰一书的二章十二到十七节。
So our verses is on in 1 John chapter 2, verse 12 to verse 17.
好，所以我们一起来读一下，用起音的方式
一起来读一下。So let's read the verses.
好，我来读单数节，大家，我来读双数节，大家来读单数节。
I'll read the odd verses and you read the even verses.
十二节，小子们呐，我写信给你们，因为你们的罪借着主名得了赦免。
Because you have knowledge of him who was from the first. I'm writing to you, young men, because you have overcome the evil one.I have sent a letter to you, children, because you have known the knowledge of the Lord, Father.
父老啊，我曾写信给你们，因为你们认识那从起初原有的。少年人啊，我曾写信给你们，因为你们刚强，神的道常在你们心里，你们也胜了那恶者。
Have no love for the world, for the things which are in the world.If anyone has love for the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
十六节，因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。
And the world and its desires is coming to an end, but he who does God's pleasure is living forever.
这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，亲爱的主，我们把你的话语仰望交托在你的手中。天父啊，求你来祝福你的话语。
Lord, we lift up your word up to you. Please bless your word.
求你也祝福孩子的口来使用，孩子来忠心的、放胆的传讲你的话语。
Please also bless the speaker so that he can speak through you in faithfully.
主啊，愿你的圣灵在我们的当中居首位掌王权。
May your Holy Spirit be among us.
带领我们一起来敬拜你。
Lead us to worship you.
主，我们这样的祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
Lord, we thank you in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 好，我们今天的这个大纲啊，我们有这么几本。首先，我们是
We have an outline here. We first will talk about. We have an introduction.
然后的话，我们会有四点。然后第一点就是说，约翰对初信者的一个劝勉。
Now we have four points. First would be the charge from John to the baby Christians, new believers.
然后第二点是约翰对那些年轻的少壮派的基督徒的劝勉。
Then the John's word for the young man.
然后第三点是约翰对老年基督徒的，就是灵命成熟的人的这个基督徒的劝勉。
And the third one is the John's charge on seniors.
那最后一点就是说对所有的这些基督徒的一个共同的勉励是什么？
The final would be the encouragement to all Christians.
我们已经在约翰一书上花了两次的时间。
We have spent two Sundays on 1 John.
所以我们看到约翰一书它的重点就是说基督徒人怎样在这个生活当中能够把那个信仰活出来。
The core of 1 John is that how Christian can live their faith out in their daily life.
所以约翰一书它的实践性非常强，它不是一本神学上的书，它是个实践性非
常强。So 1 John is a book for practice, not for theology.
那么在这个约翰一书的十二节、十三、十四节，我们在这里看到有三个 group 的 people.
So in the 1 John from verse 12 to verse 14, we see three groups of people.
然后有这里有小子们呐、啊，有少年人呐、啊，有父老啊。
We have children, young men, and fathers.
那对这三种对这段经文如何解释呢
？So how to explain these three groups?
那一般来说有两种观点。
There are two view of points.
那第一种观点，像加尔文的话，他就认为所有这三个 group， 像少年人呐、小子们呐、父老们，都指的是同一群人，都是就是所有的弟兄姐妹，所有的基督徒。
So Calvin believed that all the three groups.Children, young men, and elders or fathers just refer to the same group of Christians.
因为约翰最老，所以约翰对所有的其他的基督徒都可以称小子们呐、少年人呐。
So John is very old, was very old at that time, so he can call other people children or young men.
就像在第一节里面，二章第一节里面，他称我小子们呐，那么这里就指的是所有的基督徒。
So like in verse 2, when John said, my children, it referred to all Christians.
所以这是第一种观点。那么第二种观点是在清教徒时期一个马太亨利。
So this is the first viewpoint. So the second point of view is from Matthew Henry.
然后马太亨利就说这 三种人叫小子们、啊、少年人、啊、和父老们指的是三个不同的 群体。
So Matthew referred these three groups belongs to three different groups.
那么小子们、啊、指的是那些刚出生的基督徒就是那些刚出信者就是那个 baby Christian.
So the group of children refers to baby Christians or new believers.
那少年人呢指的是就是这些年轻的基督徒少壮的基督徒。
And the young man refers to young Christians.
那父老啊指的是就是在灵命上已经很成熟然后年纪上也已经老迈的这些基督徒。
So the fathers refer to the senior Christians with mature spiritual life.
那我比较偏向于第二种这样的观点。
I'm kind of agree to the second point view.
为什么呢
?Why?
因为如果是第一种观点的话我们可以理解约翰称所有的基督徒为小子们啊少年人啊但是如果他称基督徒为父老啊就有点讲不通。
So according to the first Calvin's point of view, if John, who is very old and referred to everyone and call everybody young men or children because he is old, it doesn't make any sense when he calls other people father.
哦、我们在 PC 的聚会里面的时候我们每个人上台讲的时候都会首先说 fathers and brothers.
So in our Presbyterian church meeting, when we step on the stage, we say fathers and brothers.
为什么称 brothers? 因为我们都是弟兄对不对
Why we call each other brothers? Because we are brothers in Christ.
为什么称 fathers? 因为在座的每一位人都是长老所以每一位人都有几乎都会有属灵的孩子。
So we are also called fathers because everybody is senior elders in different church and they have their spiritual children.
如果约翰在这里说父老啊，他指的是所有的基督徒，那就不太讲得通，因为当时他的说话对象当中有一些是年轻的，有一些是初信的，所以称他为父老就不太讲得通了。
So if what the father in John refers to all Christians, it doesn't make any sense because at that time there were a lot of baby Christians and young Christians.
所以在这里我会 follow 马太亨利的这个这里这个释经，然后会解释这三个不同的称谓为三个不同的群体。
So I will follow Matthew Henry's definition and explain John's charge on three different groups.
所以第一个群体就是对那些新信主的人，对那些 baby Christian 讲的。
So the first group is for baby Christian, the new believers.
那么约翰对他们的劝勉是什么？在十二节里面，约翰说：“小子们呐，我写信给你们，因为你们的罪借着主的名得了赦免。”
So on verse 12, John said, "I'm writing to you, my children, because you have forgiveness of sins through His name."
然后在十三节里面说：“小子们呐，我写信给你们。”因为你们认识父。
In verse 13, I have sent a letter to you, children, because you have knowledge of the Father.
所以约翰在这里很清楚，然后对这些初信主的人，他对他们的劝勉就有两点。第一点就是说，你们要知道你们的罪被赦免。第二点，你们要认识神。
So John here made it very clearly that he has charged these new believers 2 points. One is your sin has been forgiven. The other one, you have known the God, the Father.
那对这些初信的基督徒，约翰并没有对他们要求什么，没有要求他们去打那个属灵的征战。
So for those new converters, John didn't ask them to fight the spiritual war.
我记得我在九八年信主，然后两千年就离开校园团契，到三次教会里面。
I converted in 1998, and after 2 years, I left Campus Crusade and I went to a government church.
然后我们在我们三次教，我们当时我们那个地方的三次教会非常的兴旺，我们大概下面我们会有教会里面有12个到15个小组。
So in that, at that time, this government church is very big. We have 12 to 15 groups.
我当时是一个小组里面的副组长。
I was a vice leader of or deputy of one small group.
然后有一次我们的小组在公园里面聚会，然后我还有另外一个小组的组长，还有一个弟兄姐妹，我忘了是弟兄还是姐妹，我们在一起然后聊天。
When we have a gathering in the park and we have a conversation with another group leader and brother or sister, I forgot.
然后那个弟兄或者姐妹，他就分享他的，他是刚刚信主没多久，分享他的见证，他就分享到神是如何的爱他，神如何的保护他，给他恩典，然后他的祷告是如何的蒙应允，所以他很兴奋。
So the brother or sister who was a new converter.Or new believer, she shared her witness about how God protected him or her and blessed him and answering his prayers. So he was very excited.
当时在座的另外一个小组的组长啊，我对他来说的话，我不是很了解他，所以我不也没有说特别的崇拜他或尊敬他。但是他当时说了一句话，我一直记到现在。
So another small group leader, I didn't know him well, but he said a very important sentence.
Yeah, 然后他说就是说对初信主的基督徒来说，神特别的恩待，但是有一段蜜月期，在这段蜜月期当中，就是说你能够感受到神的爱，你的祷告也会蒙神应允。
So for new believers, there is a honeymoon with the Lord in the beginning.In that period, God bless you very much and answer your prayers.
这句话我一直记到现在，并不是因为就是说我非常尊重那个人，而是因为他说出了我心里想说的话，他说出了我的经验。
I remember this because I respect that person, but he just said what I want to say, my experience.
所以这是一个一般的原则，但这不是绝对的。所以一般来说，对初信的基督徒来说，神特别的恩待，神特别的保护。如果你向神祷告的话，神也会应允你。
So it's a kind of a general principle, not the absolute principle. So if you are a new believer, God will help you more. God will bless you more. God will answer your prayers.
因为初信主的基督徒就是 baby, 对不对？就是婴孩。
Because new believers are like babies.
所以对初信的主的基督徒，约翰在这里说，就是你们只要知道两个事情就行了。
So、
一个事情，你们要知道你们的罪被赦免，被主接纳。
So for the baby Christian, John said, you just only need to know two things. The first thing would be your sin has been forgiven.
我们在校园团契里面信主的人，我们都很熟悉一本小册子，叫《四个属灵的原则》。
So for those converted in the campus crusade, we are very familiar with the four rules of believing.
在四个属灵的原则里面，第一条就是说上帝爱你，然后第二条就是说你是罪人。
So the first rule in this of the spiritualrule is God loves you. The second one is that you are a sinner.
然后又告诉你你的罪如何才能够被赦免，你如何才能够被神接纳。
So,
那就是要通过耶稣基督。
So then it tells you only through Christ Jesus your sin is forgiven and you are accepted by God.
因为我们都犯罪，亏缺神的荣耀。
Because we are all sinners and fell short of God's glory.
那因为罪的缘故，所以人人都有意思，死后有审判。
Because of sin, we'll die, and we will have to face the judgment after death.
但是耶稣基督来到这个世上，他为我们而死。
But Jesus came to this world and died for us.
所以耶稣基督就成为沟通我们与神，神与人之间的这个桥梁。
So Jesus is the bridge connecting us, and our Lord, our God.
所以我们只有在耶稣基督里面，我们才能够被神接纳；只有在耶稣基督里面，我们才能够与神和好。
So we can only reconcile and be accepted by our God through Jesus, in Jesus.
所以这就是初信主的基督徒要知道的事情。首先，他知道他是个罪人。
So this is the first thing a new believer should know that he is a sinner.
他要在神的面前为他的罪认罪悔改。
He should repent his sin in front of the Lord.
然后他要知道在耶稣基督里面他已经被接纳，他所有的罪，过去的罪、现在的罪和将来的罪都已经被赦免。
And he also know that all his sin past, in the past or current or in the future sin are forgiven in Christ.
所以在希伯来书的六章说，你们当离开基督道理的开端，竭力进到那完全的地步。这基督道理的开端是什么呢？在后面就说，比如那懊悔死刑、信靠神、各样的洗礼、按手之礼、死人复活以及永远的审判的。
So in Hebrew, in chapter 6, verse 1, say, for this reason, let us go on from the first thing about Christ. So what are those first things about Christ? That is the turning of the heart from dead works, the faith in God, and baptism, the putting of hands, and of the future life of dead, and of the judging on the last day. Those are the first things about Christ.
所以在基督道理的开端就包括了那懊悔死刑，包括我们在神面前认罪悔改，罪得赦免。
So this increased our repentance of our sins and also the judging on the last day.
但希伯来书的作者并不是说我们成熟以后就不需要再做这些事情，我们成这些事情是根基，是伴随着我们一生的。希伯来书的作者只是说，就是说我们不要仅仅停留在这些上面。
The author of Hebrews doesn't mean that we, you know, as we get mature, we just don't consider these things. These things are the foundation of faith. So what he means is that we cannot just stay on those things. We have to move on.
Yes. So, 对初信主的人来说，最重要的事情就是说，他要知道他是个罪人，他在他的罪已经被赦免，他已经被主接纳。
So for those new believers, the most important thing they need to know is that they're sinners and also their sin has been forgiven in Christ.
其次对一个初信者来说，他另外一个最重要的事情就是要认识神。
The second important thing for the new believers is to know God.
怎么样认识神呢？就是要透过神的话语来认识神。
So how to know God? Through His Word.
因为神已经把他自己启示给我们，启示在圣经里面。
So Lord has already revealed Himself in our Holy Bible.
所以圣经就是说，我们的天父写给我们的家书，在里面告诉了我们，我们的所信的神是一位怎样的神。
So Bible is like a family letter from our Lord and tell us who He is.
所以你要想认识神的话，你就要多读经，你就要花时间在圣经上，在神的话语上默想。
So if you want to know our God more, you have to read the Bible and meditate on the Bible.
我记得我当初初信主的时候，我在校园里的时候。我是在经常在图书馆里面读书，读到最后一个离开。
So I still remember when I first converted in college. I was always the last one who left the library.
Yeah. 然后我记得就是我每次去自习的时候，然后首先就打开那个圣经，读神的话语。那不是我，那这就以为里面有一个很强的渴慕，就是想去读神的话语。
So.Even before I studied my courses, I opened the Bible and read the Bible. It's just that I have an inner desire to read the Bible, to read those verses.
然后每一次一读就是读很多章的。
I just couldn't stop. I would read a lot of verses.
那心里面有那个渴慕，那是神放在我们里面的。
I have this desire that God put in me to read His Word.
所以我相信很多初信主的基督徒都会有这样的经历，就是他神把那个渴慕放在他们的心里面，就是要读圣经，然后一读就读很多。
I believe there are a lot of new believers had the same experience. So when we first believe our Lord Jesus.God put this kind of this heart of desire.
所以，我们在这个阶段，我们要有一个打好一个坚实的基础，就是我们把神的话语存在我们的心里面。
So we put God's word into our heart to lay a solid foundation.
所以后来的话，我就去读那个新国际版的研经版圣经，然后从头到尾，然后把他的所有的注释都读了一遍。
So then I read all the new version, the Bible with all the commentaries, and I also read all the commentaries on this Bible.
所以后来我回想那一遍的圣经读下来，读那个研经版圣经，对我的生命有很大的祝福。
So I later find out that studying Bible have a great bless on my life.
因为那根基在那个时候建立起来。
Because the foundation was established at that moment.
所以对初信的基督徒来说，第一个方面就是说，我们该如何对待初信的基督徒呢
？Then how are we going to treat these new believers?
那第一个方面，我们不能够给他们过多的律法，因为他们还是小孩，是刚出生的。
First, we cannot put too much God's law onto them because they are just newborn babies.
你没有一个人对一个刚出生的婴孩、几个月的婴孩说：“你去举那个二十磅的哑铃举起来。
”We never ask a newborn baby to raise a 20-pound dumbbell.
你去把那个100磅的杠铃举起来。
Or he lift another 100 pounds weight.
他肯定压扁了，对不对
？It's not going to work.
所以当这个小孩开始成长的时候，他长到四五岁，长到五六岁的时候，我们才慢慢操练他去做家务，对不对
？So when our kids at the age of 4 or 5, we start to train them doing those chores.
那五六岁的时候，你要操练他去扔垃圾。
So at like 6 years old, I ask them to throw out the garbage can.
然后你要教他如何把这个垃圾从个家里拿出去，要扔到哪里去
？And teach them how to take those garbage bags into the garbage can.
还不如你自己去扔了，对不对
？Yeah, you would rather do that by yourself.
所以，但是你还得操练他，你要花更多的时间去操练他。所以今天在教会当中也是一样。
So in the same way in the church.
所以对初信主的人，我们不能够很快的把他放到服事的岗位上。
So for those believers, we cannot put them on the serving position right away.
他会压垮的。
That will crush them.
所以我们一定要等他慢慢长起来之后，我们要逐渐操练他。那个时候你操练他所花的时间，很多人觉得不值啊，不如你自己做。
So at that moment, when we see them growing up, we spend a lot of time training them. A lot of people say, this time I spend doesn't worth it. I would rather do it by myself.
可能要你自己做，你一个小时就做完了。可能你教给他做，两天都做不完。
Probably you can do it, you can finish it in 1 hour. But if you let him do that, it takes 2 days or more.
但是我们仍然要去培养他们，要去训练他们。
But we still need to train them.
所以对，这是对约翰对初信主的基督徒的一个劝勉。
So this is a charge of from John to new believers.
你们要认罪悔改，你们要知道在主耶稣基督里面你的罪已经得赦免，你们要好好的去认识神。
You need to know that you are sinners, your sin has been forgiven in Christ, and you have to know God more.
然后对少年人的劝勉是什么
？So what about those young men?
那约翰说：“少年人呐，我写信给你们，以为你们胜过那恶者。”
Verse 13, I'm writing to you, young man, because you have overcome the evil one.
十四节，少年的人呐，我写信给你们，因为你们刚强，神的道常在你们心里面，你们胜了那恶者。
Verse 14, I have sent a letter to you, young man, because you are strong. The word of God is in you, and because you have overcome the evil one.
所以我们看约翰在这里的用词，他说你们胜了那恶者，你们要刚强，你们要壮胆，神的道常在你们的心里面，你们也胜了恶者。
Let's pay attention to this word in these verses. You are strong, and the word of God is in you, and because you have overcome the evil one.
所以你们要刚强，你们要刚强壮胆。
So you need to be strong.
这是什么？这是哪？这个话在哪里出现？
Where did you see this word?
我们知道那个啊
，Exodus.
Exodus. 对，约书亚记。所以你要刚强壮胆，对不对
？In the Joshua.
那是干嘛的？那要进去打仗的。
The God told Joshua to be strong, to be courage, to fight the war.
要带领以色列人进入迦南地，要去打仗的。
To let Israelites into promised land, to fight, to driven those.
所以约翰在这里对这个少年人用的词是那个战争的术语，说你们要做基督的精兵，你们要做战士，你们要刚强，你们要靠着神的话语，你们要胜过那恶者。
So in this passage, John is using the military words. You need to be strong. You need to be soldiers, and you have to fight a war. You have to conquer the evil ones.
So this 和那个 baby Christian 的劝勉就完全不一样。
It is quite different from charges on baby Christians.
约翰在里说，你们在打一场属灵的战争，你们的那个对象就是那个恶者，就是那罪。
So John told those young men, "You are fighting a spiritual war, and your enemy is the sin, is the evil one."
你们的依靠是什么？你们依靠的就是神的话语。
What are you depending on? You are depending on God's word.
我们知道，当我们这个小孩子开始长大的时候，他长到十几岁的时候，他进入 teenager 的阶段，对不对
？So we know that our children, when they grow up, they enter into these kind of teenage ages.
所以我们很多现在在看那个青春的契机，像这个主日学，我们知道在。teenager 的阶段的时候呢，父母没有能力在完全保护好这个小孩子，没有能力把这个小孩子完全在自己的 cover 下面，对不对
？So we are learning this studying this Sunday school called Age of Opportunities. We know that when our children are teenagers, we cannot completely cover them, we cannot completely control them, or we cannot completely protect them.
所以这个对这个小孩子来说，到 teenager 阶段，这个世界逐渐向他打开。然后他就开始到进入这个世界当中，他开始在这个同学当中，他可能会被同学 left out， 他会开始经历一些苦难、痛苦。
So at this age, the world start open upon them, and they will face some suffering. For example, the layout or the isolation among his friends.
所以在这个阶段的标志就是说，他从父母的那个保护的象牙塔里面开始进入真正这个 败坏的世界当中。
So symbol is that they have left the ivory tower of their parents and entered into the new world.
我们如果在这个阶段不好好装备他的时候，到了十八岁他离开我们进入大学的时候，你会想象那个结果是什么？
So if we didn't equip them well at this age, you can imagine what's going to happen when they are 18 and leave us and get into college.
因为在那个时候的话，他完全离开我们，完全离开我们的保护，他进入到完全进入到这个败坏的世界当中。
At that time,
如羊进入狼群。
At that time, they depart completely from our protection. They are entering the world full of evil, and it's like a sheep entering the fold of wolves.
所以他们要接触这个败坏的世界，他们要自己照顾自己，要自己开始学习独立。
So when they face this kind of world, they have to learn how to take care of themselves, how to be independent.
然后之后呢，他们成年二十多岁，开始结婚，开始养育孩子，开始养家。
After they grow up, like in graduate from colleges, they start to dating and get marriage, get kids, and then raise a family.
然后这个肩上的责任就越来越重，对不对
？They get more and more burden on their shoulders.
然后特别当他们小孩子出生之后，肩上责任就越来越重。
So when the baby was born, they will have a heavier burden on them.
有一次，我们的翟雷弟兄对我说，他说年轻的时候我们就像彼得那样，年轻的时候我们随着己意走来走去，但是到老年的时候，年纪长的时候。你又不能够再随着己意走来走去，你要被链子拴着，往这边叫你往这边就往这边。
I didn't say that, but the.
You say that.
But when we are getting, when we grow up, like when we're a young man, we're like Peter when he was young, he can just walk around at his will. But when we are getting older, we are bounded by our family, our responsibilities. We cannot go anywhere according to our own will. It's more like a chain on us.
对。所以这样的状态一直到你退休，到你的孩子出去上大学，然后毕业，你才可以轻松起来。
So this chain will break until your children graduate and get into college.
所以从这个 teenager 阶段、少年的阶段，一直到我们退休的这个阶段，我们其实都是这个约翰所说的那个少年人的这个阶段。
So from the teenage age to the age that we retire.We are in a stage of young men.
那在这个阶段的一个标志就是说，我们不再活在象牙塔里面，我们开始进入这个堕落的世界，然后我们肩上的责任会越来越重。我们在这个世界当中，我们要打一场战争。
So in this stage, we have left the ivory tower, and we face the evil world. In this world, we have a lot of burden on us, and we have to fight a spiritual war.
我们要我们的生存来打这场战争。我们要为我们的活下来打这场战争。
我们
要为我们的家庭来打这场战争。
We fight for our family.
那么我们属灵的事情也是一样。
So the same is for our spiritual life.
所以当你从一个 baby 的 Christian 从一个初信主你慢慢灵命慢慢成长的时候那上帝对你的保护就会也不是说越来越少上帝就会慢慢让你接触这个败坏的世界
So from a baby Christian to a mature Christian you will realize that you will face the real world more and more
所以当你越来越成熟的时候你接触这个败坏的世界就会越来越多。
The more you get mature, the more evil world you're going to face.
所以你的挑战就会越来越多你的苦难会越来越多。
You will have more sufferings.
所以你肩上的担子会越来越重。
You will have a heavier burden on your shoulders.
所以我们知道这整个这个阶段我们都是在打一场战争一场属灵的战争。
So this whole stage we know that we are fighting a spiritual war.
那很多的时候可悲的事情我们不知道我们在打这场属灵的战争
Unfortunately, many of us don't know that.
我们觉得这个就是自然而然的事情我们觉得这个就是很自然的因为每个人都这样过
Everybody lives like this.
我们没有意识到我们在打一场属灵的战争
We don't realize that we are fighting a spiritual battle.
所以弟兄姐妹我们要意识到我们在打一场属灵的战争，而且我们也是靠着神的话语，靠着神的恩典来打这场战争。
So, my dear brothers and sisters, please remember that we are fighting a spiritual battle, and we depend on our Lord's word, Lord's grace, and Lord's power.
所以弟兄们啊，你们要刚强，你少年人，你要刚强，要把神的道常存在你们的心里面。
You keep God's word in you.
你们要胜过那恶者。
You will defeat those evil ones.
所以真的是愿我们这里的每一个基督徒，因为我们很多都是处于在这个阶段的基督徒，愿我们能够像保罗那样说：该跑的路我跑过了，该打的美好的仗我打完了。
So for almost all of us are at this stage in this congregation. I pray that we'll be like Paul, saying that we have run all the road and fight all the battles.
好，差不多三十分钟了，我们还有两点。
So we have another two points.
所以我就讲得快一点。然后第三点是保罗对父老们的劝勉。
So the third one would be the charge on the fathers.
保罗对父老们呐，我写信给你们，你们认识那，因为你们认识那从起初原有的。
Verse 13, I'm writing to you fathers because you have knowledge of him who was from the first.
父老们啊，我写信给你们，因为你们认识那从起初原有的。
Verse 14, I have sent a letter to you fathers because you have knowledge of him who was from the first.
从起初原有的是谁？
Who was from the first?
就是我们的主耶稣基督，对不对？
Our Lord Jesus.
所以约翰在这里说，你父老啊，我写信给你们，你们因为你们认识我们的主耶稣基督。
The John said here, I sent a letter to you because you know have the knowledge of our Lord Jesus.
因为这个认识和第一个那个小子们那个认识是不一样的。
This knowing is different from the previous one.
这个认识父老们对我们的主的认识是他经过了那场属灵的战争，经过了在生活当中的苦难痛苦，然后经过了所有的这一切，然后他对主的那个认识。
The knowing is in the, at this stage is through all the suffering, through all the spiritual war. So these fathers has different knowing of our Lord Christ.
那个跟小子们对神的认识是不一样的。
It is different from the knowing of those baby Christians.
那种认识是心里面真从内心深处真正的认识，就像保罗所说的那样，我深知我所信的是谁。
As Paul said, I know who I believe.
所以对父老们来说，对年长的基督徒来说
，for fathers, for senior Christians,
他不单是年纪上的长，而且是属灵上的长。
Not only their age, but also their spiritual.Experience.
他们对主的认识是很深很深的。
They have a deep knowing of our Lord Jesus.
他们到一种程度，就是说他们的一言、他们的一举一动都能够反映出那个主的样式。
To the certain extent that whatever they do, whatever they say, they reflect the glory of our Lord.
他们的一举一动都能够反映出他们的那个生命来。
The everything they do, one word they say will reflect their life.
我见过一位这样的老前辈。
I've seen one of these fathers.
就是那个就李天老弟兄。
It's a brother Tian.
我在杭州的时候，他来到我们这里讲道，然后他没有讲什么很华丽的东西，但是你会发觉他讲出那个东西就是很平淡的，但是都能够带着那个能力，那个不一样。
When he gave a sermon in Hangzhou, he was not that articulate, but what he say is very plain, but.You can feel the power in his word.
到底怎么不一样？我说不出来。
I cannot tell what the difference is. I mean, by my word.
但我相信很多弟兄姐妹都有些弟兄姐妹有这样的经历。
But we all have that experience.
就像诗篇九十二篇十二节所说的那样，他说：“义人要发旺如棕树，生长如黎巴嫩的香柏树。他们栽在耶和华的殿中，发旺在神的院子里面。”
It's like Psalm 92.The good man will be like a tall tree in his strength. His growth will be as the wide stretching tree of Lebanon. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord will come up tall and strong in his garden.
然后在年老的时候，他们仍要结果子，要满了枝浆而发青。
They will give fruit even when they are old. They will be fertile and full of growth.
所以对年老的基督、年长的基督徒，灵命上年长的基督徒来说，他们要满了枝浆而发青。
So for the seniors with a lot of spiritual experience, they'll be fertile and full of growth.
所以他们一个动作、一个言语，然后你都能看出那里面和主的关系。
The one sentence they say or one thing they do, you can see the relationship, their relationship with our Lord.
就像在创世纪里面，我们看到雅各的例子。
It's like what we learn about Jacob in the Genesis.
雅各一生就是凭着他自己的聪明抓来抓去，我们看到他一生真的是颠沛流离，对不对？
Jacob had a very rough life. He tried to grab things when he was young.
那年轻的时候他就离开他的父母。
He left his parents when he was young.
然后他的舅舅拉班以诡诈对待他。
But his uncle treated him evilly.
然后在壮年的时候，然后他的儿子约瑟，然后他所知道的就是被野兽撕了，没了。
When he was a kind of young man, his favorite son Joseph, he was told that it was eaten by the wild animals.
然后他最爱的太太那个
Rachel
对 ，Rachel 然后也死了。
So his beloved wife Rachel died.
所以你看到雅各的一生就是白发人送黑发人的那个悲惨。
The life, Jacob's life, if you think about the sad way, is like sending the black hairs.
我们看到最后他年老的时候，他下到埃及的时候，然后他在埃及的皇宫里面就为法老祝福。
And when he was getting old, when he went to Egypt, he blessed Pharaoh in his palace.
但他年长的时候，约瑟把马纳西以法莲带到他的面前，要雅各给他们祝福的时候，雅各就交叉着手为他们祝福。
So when Jacob was old, Joseph took Manasseh and Ephraim to Jacob and asked Jacob to bless them. And Jacob blessed them.
那个约瑟说不对，他说爸爸你弄错了，那个以法莲是年长的，不是以法莲是马拿西是年长的，对。
And Joseph said, hey, you made a mistake. Manasseh is older than Ephraim, so you need to bless Manasseh first.
但雅各对约瑟说，他说我知道。我知道，就是说，神要对他们的祝福是什么，交叉着手为他们祝福。
And Jacob told Joseph that I know what God blessing on them, so he blessed.
你在这里看到雅各虽然年纪老迈、年长，但是他与神的关系还是非常。
So here we can see that although Jacob is very old, but he has very close relationship with God.
他仍然知道神对他要说什么。
He still know what God want him, what God told him.
然后最后我们看到雅各最后是在床头上扶着他的杖头敬拜神，一个很美的图画。
So when Jacob was near to death, he gave God worship, supported by his stick.
他不需要做什么，他的一举一动就反映出神与他的关系。
He didn't have to do something intentionally, he just do something naturally, and then that.Reflects God's glory.
So, 我们在教会当中，我们要学习能够尊重我们的老前辈。
So, in church, we have to learn how to respect our elders.
然后最后我们看最后一点是 common teaching.
So, the last point is the common teaching for all Christians.
那我就很快的讲过了，因为约翰在这里说，你们不要爱这个世界和世界上的人。如果你们爱世界，爱父的心就不在你们里面了。
So in verse 15, have no love of the world or for the thing which are in the world. If anyone have love for the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
约翰在这里把这个爱世界和爱父的心做了一个对比，然后说他们两个是互斥的。如果你爱这个世界，你肯定就不爱神了。
John here compared the love of the world and the love of the Father. He mentioned that those are two contradictory things. If you love the world, you cannot love the Father.
然后爱世界是什么呢？爱世界，约翰在后面就是说，就像是肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲。
What is the love for the world? John mentioned later on is the desires of the flesh, desire of the eyes, and the pride of life.
所以我们要警惕这三个方面：肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲和今生的骄傲。
So we need to be very watchful for these three things: the desire of the flesh, the desire of the eyes, and the pride of life.
如果你追求这些东西，如果你追求肉体的享受，如果你追求眼目的情欲，如果你追求今生的骄傲，爱父的心就不在你里面了。
So if you chase these things, the desire of flesh, desire of eyes, and the pride of life, you don't have the heart in you that loves the Father.
约翰在这里说，因为这些都不是从父来的，乃是从这世界来的。
John said, "All of these things are not from the Father, but from the world."
约翰说，这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，但唯有罪性神旨意的是永远长存的。
And the world and its desires is coming to the end, but he who does God's pleasure is living forever.
所以弟兄姐妹，我盼望这个世界上的东西，这个世界上的东西，我们祈求我们在主帮助我们，让我们能够脱离这样的捆绑，让我们可以得自由、得释放。
So I pray that we can ask our help from the Lord to break these bondages of the worldly things.
我盼望我们的弟兄姐妹能够脱离那个肉体的情欲，能够脱离那个眼目的情欲，能够脱离今生的骄傲，让我们在基督里面完全得自由。
We can depart from the desire of the flesh, the desire of the eyes, and the pride of the life. We can have a completely freedom in Christ.
因为唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存的，唯独对神的爱，爱神是永远长存的。
So only who does God's pleasure is living forever. Those who love God is living forever.
所以我们今天看到这段经文当中，约翰对不同的阶段的基督徒有不同的劝勉。
So today we see that John has different charges on the Christians at different stages.
对初信的基督徒来说，你们不要急着做什么，你们只要认罪悔改，知道主在基督里面已经接纳你们，已经赦免你们的罪，你们要好好的认识神，这就够了。
So for those baby Christians, John said, you don't have to rush into a serving service, but you have to know that you are sinners and your sin has been forgiven in the Christ.
对少年人，对那个壮年的基督徒。
Bibles. For those young men,
约翰说，就是你们在打一场属灵的战争，你们要知道你们在打属灵的战争。你们是基督的精兵，你们是基督的战士。
You need to know that you are fighting a spiritual war and you are the soldiers of Christ.
你们要刚强，要靠着神的话语来胜过那恶。
You need to be strong and conquer the evils using God's word.
对年老的基督徒，约翰也不说他要做什么，他不在教会里面做什么，但是他们的一举一动就能够反映出他们的与神的关系。
So for those elders, John didn't ask them to do anything in the church, but their behavior, their word reflects God's glory.
他们的生命在我们的弟兄姐妹当中就是一个活生生的见证。
Their life is the vivid witness among brothers and sisters.
最后约翰就是对所有的人的劝勉，就是说不要爱这个世界，因为这个世界上所有的东西都要过去，唯有遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
At the end, John charged all the Christians, the world and his desires is coming to an end, but he who does God's pleasure is living forever.
所以弟兄姐妹，真的是愿我们常常以神的国为念，愿我们常常以天上的事情为念，愿我们能够从这肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲和今生的骄傲当中释放出来，在基督里面能够真正得以自由。
So, dear brothers and sisters, we need to keep our God's kingdom in our mind, keep God, and depart from the desire of the flesh, desire of the eyes, and the pride of life, so that we can have complete life in our Christ.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，亲爱的主，我们感谢赞美你。
Our Lord, our Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
我们感谢你拣选我们成为你的儿女。
We thank you that you select us to be your children.
我们感谢你带领我们走上这得胜的道路。
We thank you for leading us into this victory path.
主耶稣基督，我们向你呼求，我们求你帮助我们，让我们靠着你的圣灵，靠着你的话语，主啊，能够胜过那恶者。
Lord, we call upon you. Please help us.To defeat the evils using your word.
我们向你祈求，求你帮助我们能够脱离那个肉体的情欲，能够脱离眼目的情欲，能够脱离今生的骄傲。
We pray that you can help us to be depart from the desire of the flesh, desire of the eyes, and the pride of life.
主啊，帮助我们能够日日的更新，主啊，能够在灵命上能够更加的晋升，主啊，能够到一个地步，我们一举一动，主啊，都能够反映出你的样式。
So Lord, we pray that your word renew us, we can be a new creation every day. So what we do, what we say, will reflect your glory.
我们的一举一动都能够散发出基督的馨香。
And we can have your fragrance.
我们这样的祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.